This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back, the Grillin' Guys. We're back from deer camp. Bob was up near Hawkins. I went up to Moorestown up by Houghton Lake, just a little bit west of Houghton Lake. Bob got his buck. Jop got a little cooking done. But we're good to be back. We're live in our studio in downtown Grand Rapids. And we're talking a little bit of what to go with venison. You know, we talk about jerky, we talk about backstraps, we talk about roasts. There's a lot of different things you can do with your venison, but one of the things you absolutely need to do with your venison is either have a Michigan microbrew or a nice glass of wine. No matter how you prepare it, there's always a great glass of wine to go with a piece of venison. And Bob spent a little time this week down at Lemon Creek Winery and talk to them a little bit about some of their great wines. Didn't you, Bob?
Yeah, I had a fun trip over there. Anytime you visit a vintner or a brewer, I mean, you're getting the best end of that deal. So
every time.
I'm not saying that the interviews are the highest quality because it's pretty easy to get down a little bunny trail. So
that little bunny trail down the tap room bar, is that the bunny trail you're talking about?
I was like, oh. I didn't know you made this. Oh, sure, I'll try it.
Yeah. Cab Franc, really?
I don't have to drive home. So let's talk to Lynette here at Lemon Creek in Grand Haven Tasting Room.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob, and I have landed in Grand Haven. I am back at Lemon Creek Winery, a place Jop and I did a remote from just a couple months ago, and we had a great time. And it's that time of year when our foods start changing, and so do our taste for wine. And along with the change, we have another change in that Lemon Creek Winery's tasting room in Grand Haven has a brand new manager, and her name is Lynette Nichols. Welcome to the show, Lynette.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so good to meet you. Cool place, and we've had a great conversation here. Turns out Lynette and I grew up really close to each other. She's like 100 years younger than me. And we have so many common friends, it's ridiculous, but she's teaching me all about why Michigan wines are overcoming the myth. And that myth is that Michigan can't grow a grape that'll produce a great red wine. So tell us the difference.
The fact that they grow it down south in Berrien Springs, I think the climate, the warmer weather down there helps with the red wines, and they're producing some really good red wines.
Yeah, and you've proven it to me because the first thing we tasted was that rosé. Tell us how you're building that Compass Rosé.
It's a blend of three different wines, Cab Franc, Cab Sauve, and Merlot. You drink it chilled. The grape it's a blush wine, and so it is not in contact with the skins of the grapes as long, so it's a blush, and it is a very easy drinking, dry wine.
You say it's not in contact with the skins. What does that mean?
That means it's not sitting with the skins fermenting as long as what a normal red wine would be. So it's a lighter wine.
That changes the color?
It does change the color, and it's not as an intense taste as well.
And does that create the tannins?
The tannins are from the stems of the grapes, so it is less oaky. It is less tannic. It's easier to drink.
It sure is. A beautiful rosé. Very different. I love blends, and that one in particular, I never knew rosé was a blend for one thing, but that one in particular, I think, you know, you've got holiday meals coming up, you've got a lot of festivities. It's a nice cross between a white and a red. Now, you also gave me some great samples of this Cabernet Sauvignon Reserve 2008, probably one of the best red wines I've ever tasted in my life. Tell me about that Cab Sauv.
It is the reserve, so the winemaker picks his favorite grapes and he makes, you know, uses the barrel to, or the better barrels to produce a what he thinks is a better wine, and it is very good.
So they literally have to taste barrel by barrel.
Yes, yes.
That's almost as good a job as you have.
Exactly.
Okay, now We've also got some big parties like New Year's and certain activities around Christmas coming up. And when you get together like that, you very often want a bubbly. What could you recommend for that?
Our peach spumante. It is a sparkling peach wine. It is very good. It's like biting into a peach, and it's great for like that Christmas brunch or partying with the girls, things like that.
Okay, we all like to party with girls. That's a good thing. I could think that would be a really good New Year's Eve. That's a good popper, a lot of fizz. And Jop and I actually had that here this summer when we were here, and it was a fabulous breakfast drink, to be totally honest with you. So tell us about your tasting room.
Our tasting room is right on US 31, and come on in and enjoy some great wines. The staff is very knowledgeable and can help you out and pick out whatever wines you have. We have our artisan market going on until December 24th. You can come shop local, buy handmade crafts or handmade gifts, and taste some very good wines.
Yeah, so what type of artisan, I mean, I don't know anything about art. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't draw a stick man. So what exactly is for sale out there?
We have things, fun things, like redneck wine glasses, wine charms. We also have different stick figures, like the reindeer made out of sticks that are really pretty. Just a lot of different gifts that are made from local artists around here.
So actually, if you're looking for a great Christmas present, maybe for your girlfriend or your wife, or both of them, that's a joke. Sorry. This would be a great stop to satisfy all the women in your life.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Once again, we are at Lemon Creek Winery's tasting room in Grand Haven. I'm talking with Lynette Nichols, and she's the new manager here. Any other parting thoughts and reasons you want to tell people that they should stop here?
You should come in because we have great wines, and we would love to see you.
Oh, there's a good reason. And she's a great hostess. She's treated me very well. I don't think I can come back too often, though, because there's so much wine to taste here. It's ridiculous. This place is really cool. As you step out into it, it's all rustic beams. There's people all over the place. Stone on the walls. I mean, it's almost like a medieval castle. So thanks so much, Lynette, for having me here today and tasting all these great wines.
Thanks for coming in. It was very fun.
Okay. Bye-bye. Back to you, Jop.
You know, Bob, I'm glad I wasn't witnessing that. I think you might have stayed in deer camp just a day or two too long before you went down there to see her.
No, you know what? I think I had tasted about five wines before I turned the recorder on.
Okay,
I really apologize for that. Yeah, start talking like that.
Well, there's one more camp story we got to share, Bob, and that's our friend Greg. And you were up at his camp. You swung by and share that story with us because this is a good one.
Well, his isn't a camp. His is we have his partner on the show, Jop, myself, and a fellow named Greg. And Greg's he's the guy behind the curtains, you know. He's the big brain on this show that came up with the concept, and he's a radio consultant, and he's got a beautiful compound on Lake Michigan. Okay, you can see the peninsula from his East Bay, and it's a log cabin on Lake Michigan. It's gorgeous, and Greg is not exactly your log cabin type. I think his wife insisted that they have the place because I'm sure he's still trying to figure out how they stack the logs up. Yeah, he's a great guy, but I don't think he even has a screwdriver. So we know that he doesn't have any guns because I've talked to him. I've dogged him about it for years, and he really wants a gun, but he's never shot one. So on my way back from Winkleman's house, I threw my 40 in the car with me.
Not your Mickey's, but your 40 caliber,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my M&P, my Smith & Wesson M&P. And so we got to grilling some steaks, and we had a couple beers on the back deck, and I went out to my caravan and got my pistol out, and I brought the case out, and he's like, "What's that?" And I go, "Come on down to the water, sucker." And he's like, "What the heck? I don't want to, you know." I said, "Here, you just hold it here, take the safety off, put your hand here." And I had to get his hand down because he was going to get the recoil.
Right.
You know, get that lesson right off the bat. And that sucker plunked through two 15-shot cartridges And I ran out of bullets, so good thing, because he was having so much fun with that gun. But Greg is now a man.
That's right. He can officially say he has shot a gun. But, you know, that's just another thing that buddies do, man.
Yeah.
If you got a buddy out there that's not an outdoorsman and he's never done that, what a great experience. This is the perfect time of year to get out in the woods, do something like that, and just enjoy the company of one of your mates, man, because it's so much fun and so rewarding just to do this. And that's what the Grilling Guys are all about. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're back from Deer Camp. We're glad you tuned in, and we'll talk with you next week.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.